Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, boys and girls, put all your notebooks and stuff under your desk. It's time for a pop quiz.
Oh, no.
All right? You're each going to be quiz. Name the top Italian actor working in Hollywood today. Keith Jones.
Al Pacino.
Correct. Al Morgani.
De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Robert
correct.
De Niro.
Rhea Hughes.
Mike Lombardi.
Those are the three in order. Yes, Mike Lombardi from TheRinger.com. He's also got a podcast, GM Street. You can follow him on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. He is now a bona fide star actor on the TV show Ballers, and he's on here. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Mike, I'm watching Ballers. I watch it every week.
Going,
that's Mike Lombardi. And I'm going, and you were playing a GM of the Patriots signing that Ricky guy, right?
Yeah. It was, I don't know, I just got a phone call, and it wasn't that hard to do. I mean, you know, I've tried to sign a few players in my life before, so, but it was fun. It was a good time. I did that back in January. It was a long time ago. I don't know how long it runs. I didn't watch the show. I've never seen it, so it was
You've never seen this? It's a very, listen, Mike, there's all sorts of naked girls in it, right? No, which you didn't get that scene, but they're around, like, they have a lot of shots at pools.
There was none of that when I was up there. I spent about 8 hours just waiting to do that whole thing, so I didn't get to see any of that. There wasn't even like close to Wing Bowl or anything like that, Angela.
Oh, wait, but did you meet The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
No.
Like,
all they told me was that we were shooting a scene in Florida and they were going to make this house in L.A. look like we were in Florida, and they did, I guess. I don't know.
No, you with Mike. Look, I watch all this stuff. It's all I do. You're amazing. You're a natural.
Oh, get out of here. Come on.
I'm not lying. I'm being serious. You were very good in that.
You buttered me up for something later.
No.
I read your tweet today. You're going to get to the bottom of who's really running the Eagles.
And I'm going to tell you, Mike, and tell me. Maybe I stole this from you. You tell me, all right?
Yeah.
The Eagles, in the offseason, the week before training camp, trade their starting left guard, Alan Barber, for provisional seventh-round pick in 2019. All of a sudden, Isaac Seumalo, Howie Roseman's third-round pick from last year, is a starter. He's terrible, but they don't even hold a competition. And after two games, he has to be benched. My thinking is Howie forced Seumalo into a starting role. And then Howie on Wednesday, when the coach and the offensive coordinator said they weren't making a change, Howie said make a change. I think Howie's making some of these coaching decisions. What do you think?
I would say you're probably 1,000% correct.
Thank you. I'll be here all day.
I would say that there's party gifts at the door for you. Look, I think the other one you could go to is they had four soft tissue injuries this week.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Soft tissue injuries should never happen for a team that's really been worked. But oftentimes, because you're so concerned about players being healthy for the season, you don't work players hard enough to go through the soft tissue. Soft tissue injuries should never happen. It's about hydration. It's about working. Those shouldn't happen, and they did. I think a lot of that comes from the front office in terms of how much work they want to put on the players and what they're doing. Look, Howie said, this is not my words. This is Howie. He has 8 starters in the offensive line. Now, I'm looking to find 3. He's got 8.
All right, but, you know, you mentioned these soft tissue injuries. 3 of them were all in defensive backs. Are those defensive back, like, is there Corey Unlin, I guess, the defensive back coach, aren't those the guys that are supposed to make sure they got their guys stretched and ready to play? How does that happen?
Well, it's the strength and conditioning element. I mean, you've got to be able to do that. I mean, that's part of it. It's about hydration. It's about drinking fluids. It's about running during the week. It's about making sure you do that. I mean, and you got to talk to the team about it. I mean, look, Belichick talks to the team about soft tissue injuries at least twice a week. We're not going to tolerate soft tissue injuries. It's about hydration. It's something we can prevent. If we can prevent it, then we got to make sure we prevent it. If we can't prevent it, like an ACL or an MCL, there's nothing we can do about it. However, something we can prevent, we're going to work at it.
All right, Mike, you were a GM. I was asking Dick Vermeil this an hour ago. Did you ever impose any ideas on who should be playing, who shouldn't be playing in your GM role to the coach?
Well, I think you always want to have those conversations with the coach about, you know, why isn't this guy playing? Maybe this guy's better. But I think what happens oftentimes is coaches have a security blanket about a certain player, and sometimes the personnel guy feels a lot better. But, yeah, you want to have those. Those discussions are healthy, and you want to be able to see it, and you want to watch. That's why you watch practice. That's why you watch the games. You see all this stuff, and you've got to be able to have those conversations, and you got to have good interaction. When I was in Cleveland with Belichick, we would have it all the time. What do you think about playing this guy? No, I don't think this guy. And then you learn that some guys, I call them card players, Angelo, some, and these fool the scouts, okay? Some guys you go to practice, and they look really good when they're reading the card in practice, okay? So the card tells him you're a wide receiver. You go down 15 yards, and you take a left turn and go catch the ball, right? And he looks great doing it. When the game comes on, he's got to react and play before he can read the card. It doesn't happen. So you learn sometimes players can fool you in practice, but there's got to be a delicate balance. Look, here's what I have a problem with. I watched that game on Sunday. At some point, when were you going to take the left guard out of the game? He couldn't block anybody. Like, at some point, when were you going to do that?
Oh, we don't know. We're wondering about that. Isn't that the position coach's job?
What game were you watching? Your quarterback's been sacked 6 times, okay? Your quarterback's fumbled 2 more times. He's got 15 career fumbles, you know, and he's your leading rusher on your team, and yet you also are just watching this guard camp block Chris Jones. Now, Chris Jones is a good player. I mean, Chris Jones is a good player. Inconsistent at times, but he's a good player, and he's a hard player to block because he's 6'7", and when you get a big, long guy that can play inside like that, that's a two-run homer right there because you got length and you got size to get into the paint to watch the block. The quarterback has to throw the ball over him. Hard to do. So, look, I think you got to make a change when you're seeing it. I mean, at some point, you got to say, hey, we got to get him out of there.
All right. Now, Mike, I'm going to go off this Eagles for a second. Then I'm going to get your take on the game Sunday. But this Ezekiel Elliott play. And what happened is this. You're a guy who evaluates personnel. Elliott said yesterday you want to leave that on the tape. How common is it, Mike, that players will just completely give up on a play, if not a game? Do you see it a lot the way you did with Elliott on Sunday?
No, I don't. I mean, look, I think the Elliott's play is magnified itself bigger. I mean, look, the Cowboys lost that game for a lot of reasons other than what Elliott's effort. And I think that's something that you should handle in-house. I mean, obviously you got to coach it, and I'm sure they will down in Dallas. But I think the bigger issue in Dallas was their receivers weren't explosive. They couldn't separate from man coverage in the Denver game. They put it all – I mean, Jason Garrett put it all on Dak Prescott, and Dak Prescott took it like a man and said, yeah, it was my fault. No, it really wasn't. I mean, I think it was a true team effort. There was one of the worst tackling performances I've seen from the Cowboys with Rod Marinelli. Usually Rod's teams rally to the football, and they tackle well. They didn't on Sunday. It was a bad game for the Cowboys. They got to shake it off and move forward. I think, Elliott, you got to talk to the player about, hey, we have to have a better effort. Everybody does. That starts with the head coach. And that's why I've always had questions. I mean, look, you can go through the NFC East lately. I mean, really, and it's not. And I've said this before on your show. This NFC East isn't the NFC East we remember in a long, long time. I mean, it's been a long time since there's not like a dominant coach in the NFC East.
That's the truth. All right. Describe for us, Mike, the current state of the New York Giants.
Well, look, I think Springsteen has a great line about that. I'll evoke the Bruce Springsteen rule here. I think sometimes I can't tell my courage from my desperation, he says in his song. And I think I'm not sure if they're courageous or desperate, but I fear them this week because if they go 0-3, Angelo, it's over with for them. And they have too many players to go 0-3. And defensively, they can create a problem. I mean, Carson has not played well against this team when you look at him. Mm. When you look at him play against the Giants, he has struggled. His quarterback ratio is 1-3. You know, his quarterback rating is down at 66-4. This team gives him some problems. Why? Because their defensive front can create some problems. This defensive line can create some problems, and they can cover. And you're going to have to – you can't go into the game thinking we're going to throw it 50 times. You got to have some sense of balance against the Giants because if you make it a 50-pass game, you're going to turn it over, and Wentz is prone to fumbling.
Yeah.
I just worry about the Cowboys and I worry about the Giants because they're a desperate team, and desperate teams are always ones you fear.
Are you picking the Giants to win this game Sunday?
No, I'm not picking them to win the game.
You're
because
not.
I think there's too much dysfunction within their building.
Right.
But I think that defensively, if the Eagles don't play this right on offense, I think the Eagles could lose this game, Angelo. I think that's how it's going to happen for the Giants. The Giants can't score. They've averaged 19 points. People have made fun of me about Ben McAdoo for a long time. He's got 7,000 plays on his play sheet. I call him the Cheesecake Factory. They can't score. They've never been able to score, and they leave their tackles all on islands. They can't handle anything. To me, it's really a problem, and I think that, you know, if the Eagles pass rush. Now, look, the Eagles secondary is a problem, too, now. I mean, they're one of the worst tackling teams in football, yards after a catch been allowed, and they're not healthy. Yep. So you add that into it, and it's really going to be an interesting game.
All right, now I have a follow-up, Mike, and I always try to get you in a little trouble. Death is not an option, all right, Mike? You have to hire one of these two head coaches to run your team, and you're the GM. McAdoo, Peterson. Who do you want?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You know, that's the Bob. You know what I think should happen this week?
What?
Bob Lamont, the agent for Howie, the agent for Peterson, and the agent for McAdoo, the man who put this all together, I think he should do the coin flip.
No, come on. Mike, don't dodge my answer. Don't you dodge me, Lombardi. I know you're an actor now.
No Donald Duck in here.
Who you got, McAdoo or Peterson? Who's your head coach?
Man, Angelo, I'll tell you what, that's a hard one for me. I don't know. I would probably go McAdoo.
Wow, that is not good, Mike. You just trashed them.
I mean, look, I will say this.
Yeah.
Both guys are learning on the job, okay?
That's where you do it, at the NFL level.
Hey, Mike, if you get back on that show, I want to come and watch you tape it. You're a very good actor. The Ballers,
so
check
bad,
it out.
Angela.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
You me up.
No, I'm you not. You're really good at it, Mike. I'll talk to you next week, Mike. TheRinger.com. Michael Barr on the line. Oh, I love this because this is a guy who hates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.